because I have these routines set for my weekly scheduling. We talked about in episode 2 where I have day scheduling, where I have recurring appointments with my top level students, and I have a recurring live monthly training for Superfast Business members. Then I have a schedule in place that means I don't need to be constantly thinking about what I need to focus on right now. I've already identified it each 12 weeks. This is the target. And then I set about the systems to deliver that.
This is Superfast Business with James Schranko. James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schramko here. Welcome back to superfastbusiness.com. This is part 3 of the planning mini-series. And in part 1, we talked about why you've got too much noise happening and how you can zero in on what's important to you with your goals and how you could get all the ideas out of your head. Part 2, we talked about routine and just reinforced setting deadlines. And in part 3, we're now going to cover the execution phase, which is getting stuff happening in your business rather than just thinking about it or talking about it. We really want to drive results. So I'm going to share with you what we use in our business to execute. The most important primary tool that we have in our business right now is Slack. And that is giving us channels and direct messaging so that we can drive activities and reporting. So when we have sat down with our 12 weekly review point, we go through all the data, we make decisions, and then we have to actually go and do the work. So we'll set down the goals, and this is where our little production lines come into play. We have production lines for our publishing schedule. We have production lines for our research and development teams. We have production lines for our customer-facing projects that we chat about behind the scenes where we're sharing tickets, swapping insights onto how they're resolved. And the goal is that when we sit down at our 12 weekly review point, we're going to measure progress within the business. One of the most important things is I get a daily report with the numbers that is a snapshot of what's happened this week versus last week versus last month versus 6 months ago. So I can really plot progress. The other things that help get you rolling along the tracks in tune with our train metaphor are standard operating procedures. That is that all the processes have a guide as to what needs to be done. So let's say we're shoveling coal, we would have an operating checklist. You know, and if you've ever been to a hospital or caught an airplane, you'll see that they have checklists. So it might say, you know, ensure that you always have safety equipment, a hat and gloves, use the shovel to pick up the coal and then transfer it into the boiler, you know, taking care not to touch the hot door. These sort of things would probably be on a checklist, and that is going to help the person who has to shovel the coal. Maybe they'll be called an engineer or something, and the train will move forward because it's got the energy being fed to it. So have standard operating procedures for every single role in the business. And roles can be made up of tasks. And I've talked before about the task transfer, but tasks are simply just broken down into, you know, what are the small items that are being done that when clumped together turn into a role. And, you know, you could have a task per post-it note and you can shuffle them around between different roles. Also, it's important to get feedback along the way. In my business, I'm mostly speaking to my managers each week to get an overview of what's happening in the business. They'll report on the team's progress. They will mention any challenges. They'll also let me know what their schedule is for this next coming week. If we string those weeks together, by the end of 12 weeks, we've had 12 progress points where we can actually get a net result. I also don't have big tasks lists. If you research any of the most successful productive people, most of them have a very simple system. For me, it's just one or two items written on my whiteboard. I seem to know what I'm supposed to be focused on because I have things designed to nag me if I don't. For example, my virtual assistant will let me know if I need to supply a podcast for the episode to be published. They'll also let me know if they are too busy or if they're not busy enough because we have what's called a traffic light signal. They'll send me a green, orange, or red to let me know how busy we are. So I can at a glance know our activity level. Because I have these routines set for my weekly scheduling, we talked about in episode 2 where I have day scheduling, where I have recurring appointments with my top level students, and I have a recurring live monthly training for Superfast Business members, then I have a schedule in place that means I don't need to be constantly thinking about what I need to focus on right now. I've already identified it each 12 weeks. This is the target. And then I set about the systems to deliver that. So here's your action. If you've been listening to this podcast series, it's a three-part series. Part one is about getting sorted out. Part two is about getting into routine. And this part three is about getting stuff done. So pick a topic from this podcast that really resonates with you and act upon it immediately. And make sure you log into Superfast Business Membership if you're a member. If you're not already a member, then join up because I'll actually help you. I'll get your own action section and you can keep me posted with what you're up to and ask me questions that I might have prompted you with along the way with this series. I will also share with you what I'm doing in my business. And if you come along to the live monthly training, I'll give you some great tips. So go and make an action item of one and implement it. And then come back to this post and tell me what you did and what results you got and if it inspired you and if you got a new way of thinking about things. But the most important thing is that you now know opportunities have come flying along every which way because other people have set plans, and those opportunities are often a result of their plan creating an opportunity for you. Their plan to publish a course meant they're going to email you offering you to buy it. So you have now fallen across the opportunity that they created because they have a plan. So now you have your own plan. You've got the train metaphor to roll on with. You know that regular check-ins and high frequency and important reporting will help you get a result, and now you have to go and do it. So keep your task list small, join Superfast Business Membership, and I'm looking forward to discussing this and similar topics inside the community with you. I'm James Schramko. This is superfastbusiness.com, and if you really like this episode, be sure to share it with a friend who might get some value from it.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.